If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, TJ's coming over to the nerdy side.
No.
Yes, it's B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Billy, Hope, you absolutely are coming over to the nerd side.
I admit I've been on the nerdy side for most of my life.
Okay.
However, I knew you would be highly interested in this story because it has something to do with space.
Yes.
So, we all have our favorite memories, right? They're stored in our photo albums, a flash drive. Mine's in my phone. I got to get it out of my phone. Rochester inventor. He's focusing on creating an eternal method for saving all these things that are important to us, which is our memories, right? Our photos. So his name's Bruce Ha, and he originally worked for Kodak in the 90s, all right? He helped them preserve a CD-ROM and create that technology. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what that is, but yes. It's come and gone. He said, so he wanted to create a permanent way that we could store our memories. He said, we have to consider what's going to last, what's going to endure. And second, it's got to be recoverable. We can't just leave flash drives laying around. Nobody's going to know how to read it. They don't know how to read the CD-ROMs. He set out to do exactly that. He left Kodak. He started this new technology firm called Nanofish Technology. And now he's able to visually make a human readable thing. 10,000 years from now, they're going to be able to see this. He makes it out. It's not going to be an SD card or USB. He engraves things into nickel. So nickel will endure.
Like your CDs. I don't know if you still have CDs sitting around the house. Those have degraded. Some of the ones that I have from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
No longer work.
Correct.
You can physically see that they're falling apart.
Right. So it's the same with anything.
So does this stuff get blasted off into space or?
You got to wait. Okay, that's next. He has teamed up with the Galactic Library Preserve.
Yes!
The Galactic Library. That's
straight
something you want to be part of.
From the basement of the science building.
He has printed all of these images and things onto nickel, which can go in the water, can get in land. People are going to be finding these all over the place hundreds of thousands of years from now. However, he's going to send some into space. And I want to send my family photos into space. I'm just saying selfishly. So yeah, he's etched these family photos into this stuff. And he said, even because I found this story on News 8, he said, I promise I am etching this story. This story will be etched and sent up to space later this year.
Yep.
Okay, so when you say sent into space, do you mean like on a rocket ship where it's like, woo, we were in space and then comes back? Or like a catapult that's just going to send it out into the middle of nothingness among the stars? This is a serious question. That's a very open-ended statement. It's going to be sent into space.
I assume it's somewhere near the moon. I have no idea. There's no specifics.
She didn't get that far in the article.
Well, he didn't. He didn't give that information. I just know space.
I am so...
What it's going to do in space, that makes me nervous.
I don't want to lose pictures. You can take anything I have, but I don't want to lose the pictures. Because once they're gone, they're gone.
They need to be etched.
They need to be etched is what you're telling me.
Into nickel or some sort of solid lasting material.
Hope, I already know the answer to this question. Do you back up your pictures?
Oh, yeah. I have. It's on an iCloud. There's a Google Drive. They're backed up three times.
I do, but then I forget how to get into my iCloud, and then so there, I lose my phone, and then I can't access them.
I back up my Google. So every picture I take ends up on my little Google Drive, and I back that up twice.
Okay.
So I have three versions of my pictures. Well, I'm paranoid that if Google, something happens to Google, or they get hacked, or whatever, some government doesn't like us, so they go after Google because it's an American company, could all of our data just go poof? And that would be every picture that means anything to me.
You
would
better
be gone.
Start etching some stuff. Getting some stuff etched.
This guy's in Rochester, right?
He's in Rochester.
Well, let's
and
call him.
You don't need to send it to space. First of all, if everybody who wants to send something into space actually does,
it's going to be a little crowded.
We're going to pollute space. Yep. Leave it to us.
There is never enough room for all your stuff when you travel. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. We had an artist who stopped by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we talked about this. Southwest is about to change the rules where you used to be able to check a bag for free, I think.
Yes.
And that's about to go away.
You could check two bags for free.
That's about to go away. And they were angry about it. And I was like, well, what are you going to do about it? They're like, I'm probably not flying Southwest anymore. I'm like, it's that hardcore? And they said, yes, it's going to get that competitive with the airlines. But you have a good hack.
Yeah, I just saw a travel hack because so many places getting rid of carry-ons, getting rid of checked bags, Spirit Airlines and some of those, like you're not even allowed to bring a personal item unless you pay for it.
Wait, you can't, like, if you're a girl, have a purse? They count that as a bag?
I think Spirit does, yeah. They nickel and dime you so much. They're like, it's $20 to go to Florida as long as you don't, you know, bring anything other than the clothes you're wearing. Now, TJ, does Steve have a fishing vest?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he and Liam have matching fishing vests, actually. Speaking of, yesterday was opening of trout season.
So this hack is to wear a fishing vest to the airport because they have so many pockets, and then you won't need a bag. Just fill all your different. Everything's accessible.
That would be so uncomfortable.
I have stuffed in. So once you get past security, and like you're in the mall area, I have bought stuff and realized I don't have room to put this in my carry-on. And I have stuffed that bag inside my hoodie.
Oh, okay.
It's zipped up. They can't. What are they going to say?
Oh, man.
Hey, Tubby, open that jacket. We don't think you're that big. But I've done that before.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that also works. I have seen people, like a lot of women who will like put like a baby bump of like extra clothes.
Well, you would have to.
Nobody's ever going to ask.
I mean, I bet Steve's vest has like 14 different pockets.
And you could
if
load
I were
that
to
up.
Guess.
Your snacks could go in there.
Oh my, so many snacks.
Wallets could
oh
go
my God,
so many
so
snacks.
Many, room for so many snacks. Just snacks alone.
Are there pockets on the back of it? Or is it all just
geez,
like in the
I don't
front?
Know. I think it's a lot in the front. And it's thin material, so when you wear it, it's going to like hang way down because it's going to be heavy.
So you're getting a workout in.
Right.
Like you're rucking. And then if you put your clothes, if there's pockets in the back, then it's like extra back support when you're on the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Win, 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 win.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy.
Okay, so we've heard a lot in the news about this traffic, this construction's going to be happening at Bushnell's Basin. And I was like, yeah. I'm driving on 490 East yesterday. The line of traffic backed up on 490 West kept going and going and going. I literally set an alarm when I got to my destination to remind myself to take back roads home because I was like, there's no way.
I'm sitting in that.
Right.
Oh, man. I assume they were zippering like they've been instructed to do.
It's so easy, TJ.
It's a zipper method.
It's the zipper merge.
I know. I've been part of many a zipper merge.
Do you
merge.
Believe it works?
I know how to do it. I appreciate when others know how to zipper merge.
I don't think most people get it.
Yes, they do by now, right?
No.
All we zippers are making fun of you non-zippers. We're like, you guys, come on, we're zippering here.
In middle school, we had a name for you people, and it was Cutter.
Yes.
She's a Cutter.
Yeah, you're button in line.
And it's so funny how aggravated, and it's so dumb.
I know.
That you're driving along, and somebody's just trying to merge over. And in my mind, I'm like, you could have merged half a mile ago when you saw that sign. But they say that the merger method, that the zipper merge is a thing, and it's real. And if everybody did it, you'd get in and out of those backups quicker.
I also get frustrated when you've seen the sign and not moved over. Or if you're shooting up past all the people to the right.
On the right side.
In. Yeah. And now everybody's got a big grudge and they're not going to let you in. They're like, no zipper for you. See? I get it. We all have the exact
so
same
dumb, though,
feelings.
Isn't it?
It doesn't matter where you come from, what your beliefs are, how different we are in different ways. We all have a common feeling, and that is frustration with the zipper method.
I'm a big fan of the new traffic circle trend. That's happening. They're all over Europe, but they're coming here.
The roundabouts.
The
Come
traffic
on.
Circles.
They're great when people know how to things. Use them.
Yeah, they slow me down. Why not just a four-way stop? Why do we got to do this big song and dance?
I always think that the people who are approaching it don't know, and I'm always stopping in the circle because I don't believe that dude over there is going to stop to let me in. Right?
He doesn't know how it goes.
I don't trust anybody. Trust nobody.